Hey, it's Al with the Marketing Switch Podcast, episode 3. Congratulations, everybody. All right. So the first couple episodes, we started covering some who my who is for listeners and who your ideal client is, which is great and fantastic. I'm going to go ahead and pause here for 1 second and tell you that for the first, let's say, 6 or 7 episodes here, we are going to be building on top of the different concepts to find your ideal client and steer your direction in the business of getting more of those ideal clients and that kind of thing, and attracting them and converting them and things like that. So why I'm telling you that is because it would be best if you started with episode 1, episode 2, whatever, maybe, and go from there, because I'm going to start talking about concepts that I mentioned last episode and you may get confused and then you'll leave. So I would suggest probably to start with at least episode 2. Episode 1's, great, of course, but I would start with at least episode 2. All right, so just to recap on episode 2, we found your average client and we found your ideal client, and you're able to name them out by name, which is great. But I mentioned it before, make sure you write that person's name down, your ideal client. Write them down. Okay, so we've got your ideal client. I mentioned before cosmetic dentistry. Let's pretend we're cosmetic dentists and we're selling $70,000 procedures. Like I said, I mentioned that because $70,000 procedure is it's a hard sale. Oh my goodness! But this can be in any industry. If you're a flower store on Main Street, you have an ideal client too. Maybe a wedding planner comes in every once in a while and buys from you. You better know everything you can about that wedding planner. Or maybe somebody comes in and buys just a ton of flowers at one time. Find out things about them. That's what we need to do, is gather the data. Which brings it back to what I talked about with step 1. Gather that data on your ideal clients. Gather it. What do they do? Where are they at? Do they, play on TikTok? Are they, what kind of car do they drive? What do they do? Things like that, which we're going to delve into a little bit with this. So then we take that step 1 and we start combining it of gathering data, step 1. Combine it with finding your ideal client, which you did, which is basically step 2. And now step 3 comes in. This part's going to be a little bit controversial. So if you get offended, then turn it off. I don't care. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just talking about putting on what I call the marketing brain. The marketing brain is something that not a lot of people have. So imagine you've got all of your opinions and biases and ways you think the world should be, and things you can't say out loud, but you think and you know, but you can't say them. All right, get rid of all that and put on the marketing brain. The marketing brain is where you're speaking for your business. And you're going to follow data, you're going to follow what you've observed, and you're going to follow kind of what you know. When you have your marketing brain on, you're allowed to stereotype. You're allowed to be sexist or misogynistic or racist or whatever you want to be. Of course, don't be those things. It's bad, yada, yada, yada. You know that. But for business sake, let's put that brain on. Let's pretend we're Nike. Nike knows who their audience is. They know exactly who the audience is. Is that racist for them to know who their audience is, or sexist? No, it's not. It's business, and you need to know that. All right, so we've got the marketing brain on. Mentioned before, we're cosmetic dentists. We're selling a $70,000 procedure. We have got our ideal client in. Let's talk about her a little bit with our marketing brains on now. All right, so our ideal client, she is 65 to 75 years old. She's got her hair done up. She's wearing jewelry. She's looking wearing the nicest clothes. She's got tons of makeup on. She's driving a Range Rover. Let's take some of this time to do some assumptions about her, okay? Well, first off, we're gonna dig a little bit into the psyche of that, okay? Which will be other episodes, we'll dig more into this psyche of things, but let's just kind of cover a basic broad level. If you've got all this stuff on, this jewelry on, and you're always dolled up, and you're that age, usually it's two reasons you want. Reason number one is you want to show everyone you're doing well. You want the attention, you want the high status. It's all about status. You want that. And you project it out there. You also want to look youthful and young, which is why you're going to a cosmetic dentist, probably. So let's keep that in mind. Let's ask, who is this ideal client of ours? What does she do? So I mentioned before, but you can just simply ask them when they come in. Just ask them, so what do you do? Oh, I'm a real estate agent. Okay, great. Well, you know, where do you work at? And so with that, are you on Facebook? You know, what if I have a potential client that, you know, could help you out? Could tell me more about you type thing, which they love. They love talking about themselves. Everyone does, especially people who are like to have status and like the attention. Talk up, you know, gather the data from them. We're also going to make some assumptions with our marketing brain on. Okay. If she's over 65, you know, do you think that she's on Snapchat? Probably not. You know, probably isn't on Snapchat. Do you think she's in here just watching Westerns all day sitting on a recliner? Probably not. You know, you think she's part of a country club or something? Yes, she probably is, you know. And once again, start asking her these things. Are you part of a country club or with us? Are you over there? Do you listen to podcasts? Oh, you do. Listen to podcasts. Cool. All right. Make a note of that. Then you get your ass on some podcasts. Present yourself in front of her without being directly in front of her. Use that research. Gather that data. Step one, gather that data. Now, I've had people ask me before, okay, how do I gather this data? By the way, as a side note, you've got lots of CRMs, those customer relationship management software like Keep and ActiveCampaign and MailChimp and HubSpot, stuff like that, that can collect this data. Put them all in custom-made fields. You can do that. Get your staff to do it. Train them on how to do it. Vital step number one. So anyways, so we've got our marketing brain on. And we're once again, we're back to being a cosmetic dentist. Okay, we are that ideal client. With our brain on like that. Stare a little while at a wall, whatever you got to do to put yourself in her place in life. Really engross yourself in that like you're her. Okay, great. Take that time and with your brain on, with your marketing brain on, as her, and walk around, let's say, your cosmetic dentistry practice office. Walk around the waiting room. What does your ideal client think about your waiting room? Is your waiting room white and cold and sterile and furniture you bought from the, you know, assembly line that looks like everyone else's furniture? Would your ideal client like that? Read your emails. Listen to the phone calls of your employees. For the love of God, listen to the phone calls of your employees. You'll be shocked by what you hear. Make sure you're getting them recorded and listen to them. Put that brain on and think, how would my ideal client respond to this phone call? Look at your website. Does your website look cheap and crappy? Well, what would your ideal client like in that? Which takes some research. It takes some work to do that. It really does. I ain't gonna lie. You can do it on your own. It's very possible. You can hire a marketing agency like the Marketing Switch. We do that same kind of thing all the time. But you can do it on your own. Dig in, figure it out, ask them questions, put that brain on, and go through the daily procedure. And if you're that flower shop owner on Main Street, put the brain on of the wedding planner. What does her average day look like? What does she think when she walks into your shop? You know, is it hard for her to order a large amount? Can you make it easier? Okay, so now that you have that brain on, take that brain and pretend your ideal client is with you all the time, every day in business. Every decision you make, that ideal client is with you, sitting next to you, giving her opinion on what you're going to do. That is how you can steer that giant oil tanker of a business, turn that big ship and aiming it at the right people, the right clients, so you can level up your business. You can sell that higher level package and stop filling cavities all day and stop doing tax prep for $200 and stop getting, you know, crappy legal cases that are no good to anybody type thing. Okay? That's exactly what I'm talking about doing here. But as you know, it's not enough to just point at them and just to appeal to what they like. You've got to be able to sell them on this package, procedure, retainer, whatever it happens to be. And that's where we're going to jump in with episode 4. So how do we get these people to cross the line and actually think about and actually convert over to buy your highest level packages, which in turn will turn your business in the right direction, the direction you know it can be, and get you out of this routine, lots of work for no money kind of junk. All right, there we go. See you in episode 4. Thanks, guys. Love, love.